Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Yamyarian. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike McNally. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Shang and he is out, Scott applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott misplays the ball. That's an error on Scott. Mostill moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ma still moves to third. Two outs. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang fires to second, and they've got Falk trapped. There's the throw to Pip who applies the tag for the out. Ma still scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Shang reaches second base with a double. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground that hits Shang. Shang is out and Ward is safe at first. There goes Shang trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ward moves to second. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Scott moves to third. McNally moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground for an out. Hoyt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from Yarian and he is safe. Musel steals second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Robertson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Collins bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Mulligan moves to second. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mulligan moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNally hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Scott moves to second. It's 2-1, Yankees. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyt bunts towards the mound. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pipp hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk strikes out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0-for-1 in the game. Yarian hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Moss Dill. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and has Ruth trapped. There's the throw to Collins, who tags Ruth for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shang hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Yarian can't make a play. That's a base hit. Musel moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McNally hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyt hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-3 in the game. Witt hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moss still hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Collins scores. Hooper moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheely hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0-for-2 in the game. Yarian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Falk moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pipp hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Musel reaches second base with a double. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Shang bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Musel moves to third. 1 out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson has Musel trapped. There's the throw to Yurian and over to Mulligan, who tags Musel for the out. Ward moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Yurian settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Yurian. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mulligan bunts towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip fields the ball and throws to Hoyt covering. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Sad Sam Jones now pitching. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Witt is chasing the ball. Ma still rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yarian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Camp Skinner pinch hits for Sad Sam Jones. Camp Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-4 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pipp hits a line drive towards first. Shealy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Murray now pitching. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Musel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Shang hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ruth moves to second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Scott bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruth moves to third. Ward moves to second. Home run Baker pinch hits for Mike McNally. Ferdy Shupp now pitching. Fred Hoffman pinch hits for home run Baker. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Ruth scores. Ward moves to third. Scott moves to second. It's 7-5, White Sox. Chick Fuchter pinch runs for Fred Hoffman. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Lefty O'Toole pinch hits for George Murray. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ward scores. Scott scores. Fuchter moves to second. It's White Sox, 7, Yankees, 7. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-5 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Mays now pitching. Norm McMillan now playing third base. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ma still hits a line drive into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shealy bunts towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. 1 out. Rayshock pinch hits for Yamyarian. Rayshock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Shang for a passed ball. Falk moves to third. Rayshock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock is walked intentionally. Amos Strunk pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. Shock moves to second. It's 8-7, White Sox. Hervey McClellan pinch runs for Amos Strunk. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Shock moves to third. McClellan moves to second. 2 outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Rayshock now catching. Dixie Leverett now pitching. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Ward hits a pop-up towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-6 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 7. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.